Every summer, when consumers are getting ready to send the kids to camp and are planning adventure vacations for the family, we write about our predictions regarding athletic footwear. It's a time when expectations about having the perfect time accelerates. It's also when expectations regarding their ideal athletic brands go up, too. Expectations regarding brand value for athletic shoes have raced ahead of other category loyalty drivers, but ultimately, you have to better meet all consumer expectations if you expect your brand to cross the finish line first. A brand that can keep up that pace usually ends up the winner in the race for engagement, sales, and profits. So check your adaptive laces, the built-in stability mechanism, the adaptive customized cushioning, push your personal control button, and ready, set, go.
This past February, we announced the results of our 2016 Customer Loyalty Engagement Index. It's a 100% customer-derived predictive view of how 635 brands will be treated by consumers in the future. 11 of those brands fall into the athletic footwear category, a class of clothing that's been transformed by customer expectations and brand innovation, although it's kind of a nose-to-nose race as to what's driving which one. The customer expectation part of the equation has to do with the fact that consumers are looking for performance optimization via brand innovation, the second most important engagement driver of the categories four, and the one for which consumers hold the highest expectations in the category. And when we look at how the brand's own customers see them in terms of meeting their expectations for that driver, the top five ranked like this. 1. Nike. 2. Under Armour. 3. New Balance. 4. Adidas. 5. Skechers. The innovation part falls to the brands themselves. So we weren't totally surprised when, a month later, Nike unveiled their HyperAdapt 1.0 semi-self-lacing sneakers, a more than just a nod to the futuristic sneakers Marty McFly wore in Back to the Future Part 2, with turquoise light emitted from the soles and everything. The new line of shoes, with a heel sensor that adjusts fit without having to adjust laces, is something Nike calls adaptive lacing, rather than self-lacing, because they can be adjusted via plus and minus buttons on the side of the shoe. Right now, customization of the HyperAdapt, the fourth most important engagement driver in the category, will be limited to black, gray, or white. As to brand value, we're betting the sky's the limit when it comes to getting a pair of these babies. By the way, full range of shoes is the third most important driver. But since everyone pretty much has the same stuff, or at least until Nike releases the HyperAdapt 1.0 and others follow with other versions of automated shoes, consumer expectations are currently pretty reasonable and pretty much table stakes for major athletic footwear brands. But since consumer expectations only grow, what are the brands to do next? Based on where category values are sprinting, it would seem that the next step in smart apparel is increased automation. That means that brands will take data being tracked through smartwatches, fitness bands, smart clothing, and all sorts of smart wearables, and use it to create enhanced, innovative versions of athletic shoes that, on their own, fulfill consumers' expectations for optimized performance. Imagine a shoe that adjusts for fit and prevents laces from loosening or coming untied, to use the present vernacular. What's next? Who can tell? Although it's been said that the future is only the past again by entering through another doorway. And sometimes driving a modified DeLorean.
What happened? Nike, number one in their category, posted earnings of 49 cents a share on, wait for it, $8.24 billion in revenue. How did they do it? Well, according to their president and CEO, their, quote, consistent growth is fueled by innovation, end quote. We told you. Oh, and now virtually every company is experimenting with wearable computing, going far beyond traditional bands and smartwatches. Embedding sensors in apparel is going to be the next step in meeting consumers' expectations. Think of it as a loyalty value that will carb-load brand engagement. Companies like Nike, New Balance, and Under Armour have come to understand that compromise is not an option. Athletes want comfort and style and performance enhancement, and brands that can't provide that will end up hamstrung.